Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 30th of September 2024. Essence: sweet children, be concerned about charging your batteries. Do not waste your time in thinking about others. Grind your own ingredients and become intoxicated. Question: why is there a need for the Father to explain everything to you in detail and to give you so much time, even though this knowledge is of just a second? Answer: because the Father sees whether there has been any improvement in you children after giving you this knowledge. He then continues to give this knowledge for improvement to take place in you. He gives the knowledge of the seed and the whole tree, and it is because of this that he is called the ocean of knowledge. If he were to depart after giving you a mantra of a second, he would not receive the title of the ocean of knowledge. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. On the path of devotion, even though they worship the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, their intellects are aware that he has been here and gone. Wherever they see a lingam, they worship it. You understand that Shiva resides in the supreme abode. He has been and gone, and this is why they create his memorial and worship it. When you remember him, it definitely enters your intellects that he is the incorporeal, that he is the resident of the supreme abode. They call a lingam Shiva and worship it. They go to temples and bow down to it. They offer it milk, water, fruit, etc. But that is non-living. They continue to worship the non-living. You now know that that one is a living being, and that his residence is the supreme abode. When those people worship him, their intellects are aware that he is the resident of the supreme abode and that he has been and gone. That is why those images have been made and why they worship them. Those pictures are not Shiva, but they are just images of him. In the same way, people worship idols of the deities, which are non-living images. They are not living beings. However, they don't understand where those living beings went to. They must surely have taken rebirth and come down. You children are now receiving this knowledge. You understand that all of those worthy of worship deities have continued to take rebirth. All souls are the same. That name does not change, but the names of the bodies change. Each soul is in one body or another. They definitely have to take rebirth. Those who were the first beings with bodies are worshipped, the golden-aged Lakshmi and Narayan. You now have thoughts about this knowledge that the Father gives you. You understand that the image you worshipped is the number one. This Lakshmi and Narayan existed in living forms. They existed here in Bharat, but they are no longer here. People do not understand that by taking rebirth, they take different names and forms, and continue to play their parts for 84 births. None of them think about these things. They definitely existed in the Golden Age, but they are now no longer here. No one is even able to understand this. You now know that, according to the Dharma plan, they will definitely come into living forms. These thoughts do not enter the intellects of human beings, but they definitely do understand that they existed. Their non-living images now exist, but it doesn't enter anyone's intellect where those living beings went. People speak of rebirth and 8.4 million births. Only you children know that human beings only take 84 births and not 8.4 million births. People worship Ramachandra, but they don't know where Rama went. You know that the Sri Rama soul must definitely take rebirth. That soul fails the examination here. However, he must definitely exist in one form or another. It is here that he continues to make effort. The name of Rama is glorified so much, and so that soul will surely have to come and take this knowledge. Now, because people don't know anything, you have to put that matter aside. Time is wasted by going into those things. Why not use your time in a worthwhile way, rather than spending it in that way? Each of you has to charge your battery for your own progress. Thinking about other things is thinking about others. You now have to think about yourself alone. I should remember the Father. Others too must definitely be studying. They must be charging their batteries. But each of you has to charge your own battery. It is said, grind your own ingredients and you will feel intoxicated. The Father has said, when you were Satopradhan, your status was very high. Now make effort once again and remember me and your sins will be absolved. There is this destination. You will become Satopradhan by thinking about these things. By thinking about Narayan, we will become Narayan. Those who remember Narayan in the final moments, ... You have to remember the Father through which your sins can be cut away, and you can then become Narayan. This is the highest way to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. There wouldn't be just one person who becomes Narayan. It is the whole dynasty that becomes this. The Father enables you to make the highest effort. This is knowledge of Raja Yoga, and you have to become the masters of the whole world. The more effort you make, the more benefit there will definitely be. Firstly, have the faith that you are souls. Some even write, such and such a soul is remembering you. A soul writes through a body. Souls have a connection with Shiv Baba. I, this soul, have a body with such and such a name and form. You definitely have to say this because different names are given to the bodies that are adopted by a soul. I, this soul, am your child, and the name of the body of this soul is so and so. The name of the soul never changes. I, this soul, have such and such a body. The body definitely has to have a name. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any interaction. Here, the father says, I enter the body of this Brahma temporarily. He also explains to the soul of this one, I have come to teach you through this body. This is not my body. I have entered this body. I will then return to my land. I have come to give you children this mantra. It is not that I go back after giving you the mantra, no. I have to see to what extent there has been some improvement in you children. Then I continue to give you teachings for your improvement. If he were to depart after giving you this knowledge of a second, he would not be called the ocean of knowledge. It has been such a long time, and yet he continues to explain to you. There are the details of the tree and the path of devotion that have to be understood. He explains to you in detail. Wholesale means man above. However, he doesn't just say this and depart. He also has to give you sustenance. Some children remember the father and then disappear. Such and such a soul, whose name was so and so, used to study very well. He would remember that. Some old children were so good, and yet Maya swallowed them. So many came at the beginning. They came and instantly went into the father's lap, and a furnace, Bhati, was created. Everyone tried their own luck in that, and while they were trying their luck, Maya completely blew them away. They were unable to stay, and the same thing will happen after 5,000 years. So many went away. Half the tree must definitely have gone. The tree has grown, but the old ones left. You can understand that some of them will definitely come back to study here again. They will remember that they were studying with the father and that they became defeated, while the others are still continuing to study with him. They will then come onto the field once again. Baba will allow them to come. Let them come and make effort again. They will receive one or another good status. The father reminds you, sweetest children, constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be cut away. How do you remember him? Do you think that Baba is in the supreme abode? No, the father is sitting here in this chariot. You all continue to know about this chariot. This is the lucky chariot. He has entered this one. When you were on the path of devotion, you used to remember him in the supreme abode, but you didn't know what would happen by having that remembrance. The Father himself now sits in this chariot and gives you Srimat. This is why you children understand that Baba is now at the most auspicious confluence age, in this land of death. You know that you don't have to remember Brahma. The father says, constantly remember me alone. I stay in this chariot and give you this knowledge. I give you my own introduction and say, I am here. Previously, you used to think that he is the resident of the Supreme Abode, that he came and departed, but you didn't know when. Everyone has been and gone. No one knows where all of those whose images have been made are. Those who depart then come back at their own time. They continue to play different parts. No one can go to heaven yet. The Father has explained, you have to make effort to go to heaven, and there also has to be the end of the old world and the beginning of the new world, which is called the most auspicious confluence age. You now have this knowledge. People don't know anything at all. They know that the body is burnt and that the soul departs. It is now the Iron Age, and so souls will definitely take rebirth in the Iron Age. When you were in the Golden Age, you took rebirth in the Golden Age. You also know that the whole stock of souls exists in the incorporeal world. This is in your intellects. We then come from there, adopt bodies here, and become human beings. Everyone has to come here and become human beings, and then return number-wise. He will not take everyone back, because in that case there would be annihilation. They show that annihilation took place, but they don't show the result of that. You know that this world can never become empty. It is sung, Rama went, Ravan who had a big family went. There is the community of Ravan over the whole world. There is a very small community of Rama. The community of Rama exists in the golden and silver ages. There is a lot of difference. Later, other branches and twigs emerge. You now know the seed and the tree too. The Father knows everything, and this is why he continues to tell you everything. This is why he is called the Ocean of Knowledge. If there were only one thing for him to tell, the scriptures, etc., could not be written. He also continues to explain to you the details of the tree. The main thing, the number one subject, is to remember the Father. It is this that requires effort. Everything depends on this. However, you now also know the tree. No one in the world knows these things. You show the time and date, etc., of all the other religions. All of them are included in half of each cycle, but there are those of the Sun Dynasty and Moon Dynasty. There aren't many ages for them, just the two ages. There are few human beings there. There cannot possibly be 8.4 million births. People lose all understanding, and this is why the Father comes and explains. The Father, who is the Creator, sits here and gives you the knowledge of Himself, the Creator, and of the beginning, middle, and end of creation. The people of Bharat do not know anything at all. They continue to worship everyone. They begin to worship whoever comes, Muslims, Parsis, etc., because they have forgotten their own religion and the founder of their religion. all others know about their own religion. All of them know when such and such a religion was established and by whom, but no one knows the history and geography of the golden and silver ages. They look at the images and think, that is Shiv Baba's form. He alone is the highest on high Father. So you have to remember him. People worship Sri Krishna the most because he is next to that one. They also love him and consider him to be the God of the Gita. There has to be someone who speaks this knowledge, because only then could you receive your inheritance. The Father alone gives you this knowledge. There cannot be anyone other than the one Father who can establish a new world and inspire the destruction of the old world. They even write, establishment through Brahma, sustenance through Vishnu, and destruction through Shankar. That refers to this time, but they don't understand it. You know that is the incorporeal world, whereas this is a corporeal world. The world is the same. The kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan exist here. All the praise is of this time. However, the subtle region is simply for having visions. Souls reside in the incorporeal world, and souls then come here to play their parts. They have just created images of what there is in the subtle region, which the Father explains to you. You children have to become those angels who are residents of the subtle region. Angels do not have flesh and bones. They say, Dadi Chi Rishi even gave his bones, but there is no mention of Shankar anywhere. There are temples to Brahma and Vishnu. There are none to Shankar, so they have shown him for destruction. However, it isn't that he carries out destruction by opening his eye. How could deities carry out an act of violence? Neither do they do that, nor does Shiv Baba give such a direction. Everything would then be upon the one who gave that direction. The one who said anything would be blamed. Those people say that Shiva and Shankar are one and the same. The Father now says, remember me alone. Constantly remember me alone. He doesn't say, remember Shiva and Shankar. Only the one is called the purifier. God sits here and explains the meaning of everything. No one knows these things, and so they become confused when they see these pictures. They definitely have to be told the meaning of them. It takes time for them to understand. Only a handful out of multi-millions emerge. Whatever I am, however I am, only a handful out of multi-millions recognize me. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. Do not waste your time in thinking about other things. Remain intoxicated with your own self. Think about your own self and make your soul Satopradhan. 2. In order to change from an ordinary human into Narayan, you must only have remembrance of the One Father in your final moments. Keep this highest method in front of you and make this effort. I am a soul. I have to forget this body. Blessing. May you become free from being attracted and free from all attachments by remaining aware that they are special gifts that you have received from the bestower. Some children say that they don't have any attachment to anyone, but that they do like a particular virtue of someone very much, or that that one has many specialities in doing service. However, for your thoughts to be repeatedly drawn to any person or possession is to be attracted. While seeing others' specialities, their virtues and their service, do not forget the bestower. They are special gifts from the bestower. This awareness will make you free from all attachments and attractions. You will not be impressed by anyone. Slogan: Become such a spiritual social worker that you show the destination to wandering souls and enable them to meet God. Om Shanti.